Part 3, starting now. Although the invention of the motor car has reduced the need for horses, the mounted police still have an important part to play in the modern force. Their main task is the control of crowds, and they can be seen frequently at football grounds, theatres and processions. The mounted policeman can control a crowd much better than men on foot, because the extra height enables them to see and to be seen without difficulty. The horses are trained not to be frightened of noise and can be trusted not to kick or shy when pushed or jostled. Mounted policemen are responsible for the care and well-being of their horses, and on their return from duty, they must tend their horses before looking after themselves. The grooming of the animals and the cleaning of the stables are as much part of the mounted policeman's life as is his work with crowds, so only a man who is genuinely fond of horses asks to join the mounted department. Other policemen volunteer to become dog handlers. Alsatian puppies are trained to walk at heel, to climb ladders, to scale walls 10 feet high, to track and to capture. Obedience at all times is essential, and the dogs even growl or bark ferociously when told to do so by their handlers. Dogs are used because they can run much faster than humans and can therefore overtake fleeing criminals who might otherwise escape. The handlers have often only to shout a warning to the suspects that if they do not stop, the dogs will be let loose, for many people would rather give themselves up than be tackled by a large Alsatian. Actually, the dogs are taught to hold, but not to bite the wrist, although once they get a grip, the dogs do not let go until so commanded by their handlers. End of part 3.